We are in Simin Tov Kuv Samaches, and we are up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing from Gimel through Vav. Siv Gimel. Mi shenodor lesano sach tainius yochol litchosum ad yemei achorif. Somebody made up he was going to fast on a certain amount of days. He can wait for the winter when the days are shorter. Says the Rama, v'yochol lilvos yom aruch l'shalim yom kotzer. Someone was about to start fasting on a long day, and then he had to break his fast in the middle. Now he pays for it with a different day. That different day can also be a shorter day. D'chol echad mikra yom, because they're all called days, doesn't make a difference if it's summer or winter. The Mishnah Berurah says that you never put off a fast once you made a neder anyway. But that's not because of the length of the days. You're supposed to be mekayem your neder as quickly as convenient. Sivdala yeshmi sha'omer sheshnei yomim ushnei leilos ritzufim yesh lahashvosom lemem tainir she'enum ritzufim. If someone fasts for 2 days and two nights in a row, it is equal to fasting for 40 days. Hagav yeshomim debadam cholos sagilo bebeiz yomim ritzufim. He says that's only for someone who's weak. Aval adam bari gimel yomim. For someone who's healthy, it would have to be gimel. It would have to be 3 days. The Mishnah Berurah says he brings down first of all that you're better off adding 2 hours at night, so that it will add up to 74 hours. Begematria ad shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Also, but if somebody eats at the beginning of the night, he hasn't lost out, because that's Bigmatria Chesed, which is 72. Yeah. Now, also somebody who fasts for 2 days, so what he should really do is stop eating an hour before the beginning of the first day and wait another hour afterwards. That's in the case of 2 days and two nights. Lemaisa, if a person has a choice between fasting 40 days or doing one of these 3 whole days, the Mishnah Berurah says that really fasting 40 days is better, because for that entire time you're going to be walking around b'hachna with a consciousness that you're fasting. The Prima Gadim asks what the case would be the other way around. Someone made a neder to fast for 3 days straight, day and night. Can he pay for that with 40 scattered days? Venerally, the Cholzel lo Mairi, Ella, the Misha Machai, Nishai of Lotzumim Yom Shenim Ritzufim, Mikoch Tshuva, Kedelit Star. This is only in a case of someone who's fasting because of Tshuva. Vaz Mashvin and Hait Tsar Lai Tsar. So there it's a measurement of Tsar. Val Kayotzu, Bezen Nemru Dinim Elu Bedivre Achronim Zal. Aval Misha Nodder Lotzumim Yom, Tsarach Lakayim Masha Nodder. But if someone is not doing it for the sake of being Mitzar himself, then who says that you measure it by Tsar? The logora miyom ze deina lovu pareya. It should be like yom ze. You set a number. Vafil l'man diyamel dafil yom ze lovu pareya. Hocha moda the tzarich l'kayim nidro. Kol shkein mem yom shelifnei yom kippur. There are those who have a minig that spend the entire 40 days before yom kippur fasting, because Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven then, and Klal Yisrael fasted. They were in tshuva. L'zeicher aliyas Moshe bar shemisha kiblem olav. So there it's like Yom Zeh. You dafka want those days, and they begin on Tu Ba'av. Sifhei. Hamasana tainas chalom be'erv yontif, o b'cholosh shel mod, o b'rishcholosh b'chaneko, purmo b'erv yom kippur, tzorech l'meisiv tanisa l'tanisei, k'din hamasana tainas chalom b'shabbos. We learned in Hilchos Shabbos that tainas chalom is docha Shabbos because that's his oneg. Nevertheless, since he was mevatel the mitzvah of having a suda Shabbos, what he's supposed to do is fast and make up for it some other day. Here too, if someone fasted on Yontif and Cholamod, or even Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, the halachi or Erev Yom Kippur, he'll have to fast another day. Mishnah Berurah says that these are only days that Mikra Adin, you're not allowed to fast, but days that are only a minik, such as the days that you don't say Tachnun on. So even though the minig is not to fast on those days, if you did, you would not have to make up for another fast. Also, with regard to Rosh Chodesh, there are 2 Rosh Chodeshim that are Tainas Tzadikim, and you would not have to be Mesev Tainas Latanisei, and that is Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av, the yard site of Nodav Aviyu and the yard site of Aaron HaKohen. Sivav. Ein tainas siver bebovel. That's the Lashna Gemara. What does it mean? Liyaser bemalacha. The tainas siver that they used to fast in Eretz Yisrael over drought, chalila. There, they weren't allowed to do work in the later Tanaisim. Such Tanaisim don't exist outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ulahasig mi bod yom, that one would have to fast through the night also. Ela Tisha B'av bilvad, the only exception is Tisha B'av. Hilkach, yachid shekibol lav tainis, when a yachid is makabel tainis, lo chashinen shemet tainis siber kibol lav, umuter b'kulam. So one does not have to say his kavana was for a tainis siber, and it means fasting the whole night and the day. To use the word tainus yachid, so you don't get the chumras of tainus siber. Mishnah Berurah says that bizman hazeh, it's not limited to bavel. The same halacha would even apply in Eretz Yisrael, because we don't have all of the tanesim that they used to in the olden days in Eretz Yisrael.